The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah. The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Muslim, amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani wa jim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islamic brethren, viewers of Madani Channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome back to our silsila, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, the friends of Allah, awliya Allah. And today, inshallah, we're going to discuss about the friends of Allah, their passion, the love towards gaining knowledge of deen, gaining ilm deen. So, inshallah, we try to cover a few of the aspects of the life story of different awliya ikram, inshallah, and their passion towards the knowledge of deen. First and foremost, let us make good intentions. As mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, that niyatul mu'mini, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَمَلِهِ, intention of a believer is better than his action. Subhanallah, viewers of Madani Channel, I am seated here and I am giving the bayan, I am giving the discourse, and you are there seated in your homes at this moment and you are watching this program. Why not you make some good intention? The more intention we make, inshallah, the more reward in our account. That's what we need. We need more and more reward in our account, because every reward, inshallah, tabarakutal, is going to be helpful for us on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. So let us make good intentions. First and foremost, our intention should be that whatever we're doing, you and I, is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, whatever we learn, we try to be practical upon it and try to pass the message on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Mine and yours. And the universal beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, said, whoever recites durud-e paak upon me 100 times, on the day and night of Friday, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill 100 of his needs. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, 70 of his needs will be covered in the year after, and 30, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, will be complete in this world. Allah Ta'ala will appoint an angel who will present this salat, the Zurud-e Paak, to my qabr, as gifts are presented to you. Undoubtedly, my knowledge after my demise from this world will remain the same as it is in my life. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatum wa salam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah. My dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, as you know, this is our silsila, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And today we are talking about the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla and their passion towards the knowledge of deen, their ishq, their craving towards the knowledge of deen. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Today we're going to discuss few narrations, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, about the lifestyle of the beloved and blessed awliya ikram, mashallah, and they ishq and love towards ilm al-deen. Sheikh Abdul Wahab bin Atta Kafaf, rahmatullahi, says, in the reign of Khilafat of Bani Umayyah, Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman Farooq, rahmatullahi ta'ala, went to Khorasan to guard the boundaries. His wife was expecting a baby. He left 30,000 dinars with his wife. And when he returned to Madinat al-Munawwara after 27 years, he reached his home, he pushed the door inside with a spear. Sayyidina Rabia, rahmatullahi alayhi, he came out. He saw an armed man. He furiously said, "Oh, servant of Allah, do you want to attack my home?" Sayyidina Farooq, rahmatullahi ta'ala, says, "No, I do not want to attack your home. You tell me, how dare you enter my home?" Person coming with a spear into the house and pushing the door open and asking, "How are you asking? You asking that person, how dare you enter my home?" Then they both started having an argument. And when they were having an argument, they were about to fight each other, when the neighbors also gathered, and they did not fight. When Sayyidina Malik bin Anas, rahmatullahi, and the other people knew about it, they immediately came upon the interrogation of Sayyidina Malik bin Anas, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, Abu Abdurrahman Farooq, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, said to him, "My name is Farooq, and this is my home." His wife, who was listening all the conversation behind the door, she recognized him and said, "He is my husband, and Rabia is my son. Rabia was in my womb when my husband went in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla." Having heard this, both father and son, they hugged each other and they became tearful out of joy. Sometime after having a meal, they got together, they had a meal, they were relaxing and taking rest. Sayyidina Abu Abdurrahman, Rahmatullah Alayhi, asked his wife, "Where are the 30,000 dinars which I left?" She humbly replied, "I buried it somewhere. I will take it out after some days." In the meantime, Sayyidina Rabia, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he went to the local masjid and he went to conduct halqa of dars, teaching of Islamic class in the masjid. And he started giving dars of hadith. And when Sayyidina Farooq, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, came in the masjid to offer salah, he was so shocked. He saw the halqa was arranged and the people were gathering around and gaining Islamic knowledge with great respect and attention. And a handsome young man was giving dars. He was wondering who this young man is. And when he, Rahmatullahi, asked the people, "Who was that person imparting knowledge?" People said, "He is Rabia, the son of Abu Abdurrahman Farooq, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala." Having heard this, he became so happy and joyous. And he said, "What a great status of Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted my blessed son." SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. Fuse of Madani Channel. Can you try to imagine that situation? Father and son. Father is seeing his son after 27 years. And when he sees his son, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, in the masjid, MashaAllah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and he's giving a dars from hadith, Allahu Akbar. Immediately, he went home. And when he came home, he said to his wife, "Today, I have seen your son's great status. He is an ocean of Islamic knowledge." His wife said, "Now, do you want the 30,000 dinars or this greatness and loftiness that you have in your son?" He replied, "I swear by Allah Azza wa Jalla, I do not want anything in return for this great blessing of my son." The wife said, "Then listen carefully to me, O Farooq, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Listen to me carefully. I spent all your dinars to provide your son an Islamic knowledge." Having heard this, he, Rahmatullahi, says, "By Allah Azza wa Jalla, you did not waste my money, but rather you spent my money in the proper way." SubhanAllah. The Islamic Reviews of Madani Channel. From this parable, from this narration, we come to understand that, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, how much love that the awliya ikram, the buzugan deen, had for the knowledge of deen. The awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, how much a passion they had for the knowledge of deen. That they would spend so much of money for the knowledge of deen. And knowledge of deen is a great blessing. And surely it's a great privilege to spend money for gaining the knowledge of deen. It used to be the thought of our pious predecessors and our pious ancestors. That's why the mother of Sayyidina Rabia, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, spent a large amount of money on his education and upbringing. And when the father of Sayyidina Rabia, Rahmatullahi, knew about his son attaining such a great status after gaining Islamic knowledge and spending this money in that part, he became so happy. And he told his wife so that he is happy with the spending of money in the path of the knowledge of deen. You did not waste your money, but rather you spent it on a very good cause. Therefore, we should not only gain Islamic knowledge ourselves, but we should also provide our children with it. Islamic knowledge has great virtues. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. As mentioned in Quran Majid, translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah has testified, "There is none worthy of worship but Allah." And so did the angels and those of knowledge while maintaining justice. My dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, from this narration we come to understand, especially this narration about Hazrat Sayyidina Rabia, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, who became, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, a scholar of deen. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, you can see that his Ammi Jan, his beloved mother, how much she spent in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, she spent to get her son to get the knowledge of deen. So these were the passion, the ishq and the mahabbah that our awliya ikram had and still have, of course, for the knowledge of Deen. Other than Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, the status of Islamic scholars will be elevated 700 times more than the ordinary believers. And there is a distance of 500 years between every two levels. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brethren, just ponder, if an ordinary Muslim is blessed with Jannah, it is sufficient for him. But feel envy at the luck of an Islamic scholar who will not only be blessed with Jannah, but the status will also be elevated 700 times more than the status of ordinary believers. 700 times more than ordinary believers in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What about Jannah? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, person is always looking towards Jannah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, you are looking for Jannah. I am looking for Jannah. All the Ashikan and Rasul are looking for Jannah. But subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the person and personalities who gains the knowledge of Deen will be 700 status more higher in Jannah than us, than the ordinary believers. So dear Islam, the viewers of Madani channel, it gives us a guidance. It gives us a track. But subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we should sacrifice our lives for the knowledge of Deen. We should sacrifice our children for the knowledge of our Deen. Our wives, our daughters, our children, our brothers, our sisters, all should be motivated to get the knowledge of Deen. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Remember that this world is temporary. Sooner or later we have to leave. This is why our pious ancestors, may Allah Tabarakta be pleased with them, they set the examples of how we gain the knowledge of Deen. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dunya is for a short while. And remember that this knowledge of Deen, inshallah, azawajal, that we're going to get like with our pious ancestors, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, bless them always, inshallah, azawajal. Their status is going to be 700 times more in Jannah. So why we lose that opportunity? Because dunya is for a short while. We'll be here for 10 years, for 20 years, for 15 years, for 30 years, maybe 50 years, maybe 60 years, maybe 70 years. If Allah will, maybe 80 or 100 years. But that's it. Khalas. We have to leave the dunya. We go to the next stage, alam e barzakh. From Alim al-Barzakh, we have to wake up on the day of Qiyamah. It's accountability. Hisab Kitab. So why don't we do something now whilst we're breathing the Niyamah of Allah? We're taking in the oxygen. Maybe this is the last breath that we have left. Do something now whilst we're breathing the Niyamah of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Follow the pathway, subhanallah azza wa jal, of the awliya ikram. Get the knowledge of Deen. What about our beloved Sarkar-e-Baghdad, Huzur-e-Ghaus-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi. At a young age, plus minus 10 years old, Ghaus-e-Azam, rahmatullahi, his Ammi Jan, gave him in the path of Allah to go towards Baghdad Sharif and get the knowledge of Deen. And mashallah, azza wa jalla, Ghaus-e-Pak, rahmatullahi, he went and he studied and studied. And subhanallah, azza wa jalla, what we say today? Sarkar-e-Baghdad, our Huzur-e-Ghaus-e-Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani al-Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we say it with pride, with proudness. We call it the name of Ghaus-e-Pak, radiallahu anhu, who is, mashallah azza wa jal, the king of awliya Allah. No matter you Qadri, no matter you Naqshbandi, no matter you Chisti, no matter you Sarwadi, no matter what silsila you are, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are ashikane Ghaus-e-Azam, rahmatullah alayhi. So why not we follow this path of these pious ancestors, and inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, go in the path of Allah azza wa jal, get the knowledge of Deen. And mashallah azza wa jal, in the Islamic system, he said so beautifully. At this present moment, as I'm talking to you now on this channel, on this silsila, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal and the passion for the knowledge of Deen, as I'm talking to you, we have 608 Darul Uloom Jamiat al-Madinas throughout the world with almost 50,000 students. Can you imagine? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Allah grant him a long life and good health. What a passion he has for the knowledge of Deen, and how he's following our ancestors, our pious ancestors, how he's following the footsteps of the awliya ikram in this passion of gaining the knowledge of Deen. MashaAllah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it sense that as the viewers of Muhammad inshallah are watching this show right now, watching this silsila, that everybody makes an intention that inshallah I'll make my son, my daughter, inshallah I'll make my beloved son, my beloved daughter, one from my family at least. Hafiz al-Quran, Alim al-Din, Hafiza, Alima, Muballiga, Muftiya, Muftiya Dawat Islami, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah give us that tawfiq and understanding for this beautiful deen of Islam, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu al-Hassan Faqi Safar, alayhi rahma, he says we used to stay in the presence of this famous muhaddith. His name was Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan bin Sufyan Nazvi, rahmatullahi. His reputation of the field of ilm or deen, sacred knowledge, was immense and acknowledged far and wide in the dunya. People used to acknowledge him. People would travel from great distances and come to learn hadith from this great sheikh. His blessed dwelling would be overflowing with students eager to learn from the master of hadith and the grand jurist, Ali Rahmah. He would return, would teach hadith and jurisprudence with total love, dedication, genuineness and sincerity. Once the great Sheikh Ali Rahmah entered the institute for the classes where the students were awaiting his arrival, and instead of teaching them hadith, he said, "Today, I want you to listen to me very carefully. All my students, today you listen to me very carefully. Many of you have traveled from far and wide. Many places you have come to gain the knowledge of deen. Many of you have come from far and wide, from your families, and if indeed you have made great sacrifices. But let no one for a moment think that by coming so far from your families, going through all the difficulties that you're going through, that you have fulfilled the rights of the sacred knowledge. No. Today I will tell you about the sacrifices and complications I had to go through in order to gain the knowledge of deen. So you can learn how to be patient in difficult times." He said, When I had the inclination to an urge to study the sacred knowledge of deen, I was in my prime time, in my youth. I had a great dedication to learn hadith and fiqh. Therefore, me and some friends, we headed towards the direction of Egypt, towards Misr, to try to find some teachers who were masters in this field. Eventually, after a great deal of searching, we finally found someone who was classed one of the best. Our teacher would dictate a few hadith to us on a daily basis. As the time passed, he says, Rahmatullah Ali, our expenses, which we had brought with us, started to run out. When our money started to finish, we sold our extra clothing, our sheets, and we would buy something to eat. Eventually, when that finished too, we were in a state of starvation. Can you imagine, views of Malin Channel, coming for the knowledge of deen in Egypt, in Misr, and also in a state of starvation? Neither did we disclose to anyone our difficulty and suffering. What we were all going through, we kept silent. We continued our struggle in sabr and in trying to gain the knowledge of deen. We had left our homes for, subhanAllah, ultimately we had nothing left, and we spent the following 3 days without anything to eat at all. Allahu Akbar. And now we become so weak and we couldn't even move. On the fourth day, we were in a very bad state and thought that it is now permissible for us to eat, to ask someone for help. But our self-respect and pride didn't allow us to go and beg someone for food, as none of us was willing to do that. We were in a dire situation and discussed what should be done. Someone said, go out, let's go. We have decided to have a draw, and whatever name came forward, he will go out and ask for something for us. And when the draw was made, it was my name that came forward to go and see what I can find. But still my conscience refused. I wanted to go, but my conscience telling me, no, you can't. I went to the corner of the masjid and started to pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and asked Allah to shower special mercy upon us and save us from this difficulty, this time, this hardship. Keep us away from having to rely on somebody else to fulfill our needs, O Allah Azza wa Jalla. I still had not finished my dua. He says, I had not finished my dua when suddenly a handsome young man, finally dressed, entered the masjid. He had a servant with him and he had a handkerchief in his hand. As he entered, he asked, "Who is Hassan bin Sufyan, alayhi rahmah, from amongst you?" When I heard my name, I was astonished. I raised up my head from sajda and I replied, "I am Hassan bin Sufyan. What do you want?" The handsome young man replied, "Our governor, Tulun, the ruler, he sends greetings to you and apologies for all the difficulties that you're going through. Our ruler is very sorry and about neglecting you and providing you your need. Therefore, he has sent some food for you and says that he himself will come to see you tomorrow." "Yes, the ruler will come to see you tomorrow. Please accept this as a gift." And the young man put the trays of food in front of us with all different types of foods. He also brought for each of us 100 gold coins. We were shocked at what was happening. SubhanAllah, I asked this young man, "Tell us, what is going on? I mean, what is going on? Who is the governor? And how did he find out about us?" He replied, "I and the other servants were in his company. After a while, our governor Tulan said to everyone to leave him in isolation. He wanted to take a nap. And after that, we all left. We left and we just returned to our rooms. And when one of his ambassadors came in a hurry, saying that the governor wanted to see me as soon as possible, he came into my room. I was shocked. I was surprised. Why? Why did he want to see me in such an emergency? I had to come in front of him. Anyway, I dashed to the court of the governor. I rushed towards him. I ran towards the rooms. And I reached the governor. And as I entered, he was sitting all alone, holding the side of his body, in lots of pain. And as I got close to him, he asked me, "Do you know Hassan bin Sufyan and his friends? Do you know who they are?" Then he said to me, "Go to a particular masjid. Go to a particular masjid in a particular area, take all the food for them and money and hand it over to them with utmost respect. They are students of the sacred knowledge of Deen." Here's the Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. "They are the students of the sacred knowledge of Deen who have traveled from far and have not eaten anything for 3 days consecutively. Offer my apologies." And as they were staying within the city, I was unaware of the difficulties that they were going through. Tell them that I'm asking remorsefully, I'm asking for forgiveness, and I will come to visit them tomorrow. The young man then left, and I asked the governor, "What happened?" The young man then said, "I asked the governor, what happened in a short period of time that we were gone? Why did you all of a sudden come in such a pain, in such agony?" Governor Tulun replied, "As soon as I put my head down, I closed my eyes. I seen in my dream an expert horseman flying from the skies, riding faster than the speed of light. In his hand he had a spear. I was very surprised to see him as he landed right at my door. He got off the horse, he poked me with the spear and said, 'Get up, O Tulun, get up, quickly, and go to Hassan bin Sufyan and his companions. Go quickly and find these students of religion who are starving for 3 days consecutively in the masjid at that area.' I asked the electrifying rider who he was. He says, 'I'm an angel, and I've come from Jannah to notify you that those students who are in the path of Allah, go and help them. Now go quickly and make the arrangements for them.' After saying this, the angel disappeared. Subhanallah. When I woke up, I got up quickly from my bed. I still have a severe pain in my side. Now please, go quickly and present all this food and money to them so that I can be relieved from my suffering." Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan bin Sufyan Nazvi, rahmatullahi, says, after hearing the whole incident of the young man, "We were all astonished and we made shukr to Allah. We made shukr to Allah. We prayed to Allah and thanked Allah. Immediately we fell into sajda and made sajda shukr in the court of Allah. Then we decided that now we must leave the masjid, as our episode will be known by everybody by the morning when the governor arrives with this story. So when he offers us all the respect and reverence, we will become famous amongst the people and we might fall in the trap of shaitan. We might fall in the trap of show-off and get distracted in our mission. And we travel for so far, so we do not need admiration and respect from the people. But for the pleasure of merciful Allah, we are here to do our job, and that is to learn the knowledge of Deen. Everything we should do should be for the pleasure of Allah. All our actions should be for the acceptance of our Lord Allah. Therefore, all of us decided to leave the city, not only the masjid, but the area too, and we went somewhere far away." Dear Islam brothers, viewers of Madani channel, these are the trials and difficulties he says that I had to come through in our quest for the sacred knowledge. Alhamdulillah, he says, having come through all this hardship, we all went to become great muhaddith and distinguished jurist of our time. When Governor Tulun had arrived at the masjid the next day, he realized that we had gone. He acquired the land, and he acquired some land, and he built a religious institute and donated it all for the seekers of students of sacred knowledge. Allahu Akbar. He himself took up the responsibility for the upkeep, for the maintenance of the institute. And he had to make sure that no one had any difficulty, and students, like how we students did. The accomplishment we received was due to the pursuit of ilm ad-deen and sincere intentions, and the total belief in our Lord Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Total yaqeen. Our belief in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal was so solid that he will never leave a sincere people deprived of the true growth. of the true goals, as He is our provider and our sustainer, our Lord Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, SubhanAllah, look at our pious ancestors. Look at the ishq for the knowledge of deen. Look at their passion for ilm deen, to gain the closeness and the oneness towards Allah Tabarak, to study the books of deen, to get the knowledge. What passion and what miles and what difficulties they would go through and travel to get the knowledge of deen. The Sultan of Medina, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, said, when a person dies, activities are cut off. But three things survive. Number one, Sadaqah Jariyah, ongoing blessings, ongoing endowment. Number two, knowledge from which people benefit. And number three, a virtuous progeny, your pious children who pray for His forgiveness. SubhanAllah Azawajal. Views of Madani Channel. MashaAllah Azawajal. From the beginning of the silsila, right up to now, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we have been discussing, MashaAllah Azawajal, about the blessings of ilm ad-deen and the passion, the awliya ikram, their passion for the knowledge of deen. I mean, why don't we also build up this passion for the knowledge of deen like the awliya ikram? SubhanAllah Azawajal. So many other blessed hadith, Hadith Mubarak, inshallah, we will discuss them. The king of all the prophets, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, says, seek knowledge even if you go to China. Seek knowledge even means that you go for knowledge, even if you travel far wide. Far and wide, if you go for knowledge, you seek the knowledge. Seek knowledge even from the cradle to the grave. Means that from the time you are born, you're in the dunya, you are understanding. Seek knowledge. SubhanAllah, right up to the time you're going to die, seek the knowledge. Like our pious ancestors, MashaAllah Azawajal. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala continue showing special mercy upon them, and may we keep benefiting from these person and personalities, the awliya ikram, the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah Azawajal, wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, a person will not be able to move on the day of Qiyamah until he has answered four questions. Number one, how did you spend your life? Number two, how did you spend your youth? And number three, how did you earn your wealth and where did you spend it? And number four, how much of knowledge you gained and did and how much you acted upon? So viewers of Madani Channel, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we're talking about the knowledge of deen. My dear Islam brethren, what excuse have you got that you cannot gain the knowledge of deen? SubhanAllah, today Allah Tabarak has made it so easy for us that MashaAllah, every corner of the earth by the press of a button, MashaAllah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you will be able to get the knowledge of deen. Yes, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, Dawat Islami offers you. There's one tool. At the moment you're looking at this program, this is Madani Channel. Is it not a tool for gaining the knowledge of deen? You press the button, you press the remote, and SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, whole day and whole night, you are getting the knowledge of deen, Mufti'an Ikram, Ulama Ikram, Muballigin, MashaAllah, Amir al-Sunnat, Abu Shaykh al-Tariqat, MashaAllah, Allah grant him a long life and good health. They're always talking about knowledge of deen, and MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, we have so many channels for you, so many ways, so many means for you to gain the knowledge of deen. You can't gain the knowledge of deen, you go online, you look at our website, www.dawatislami.net, SubhanAllah, Azza wa Jalla, books galore in 35 different languages. Yes, views of Madani Channel, your Dawat Islami, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, is producing books in 35 different languages. Take the language of your choice, whether it's Hindi, whether it's Gujarati, whether it's Arabic, whether it's English, language of your choice, and read the books. And you know what? It's free of charge, no cost. Download, just press the button, download, and put it into your laptop or into your computer or into your whatever, your cell phone. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you gain the knowledge of deen. And mashallah Azza wa Jalla, Dawat Islami is working in over 100 departments throughout the world. Many ways and means for you to gain the knowledge of deen. The best way, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, is keep connected to Madani Channel and only Madani Channel. See you on our next silsila, the friends of Allah. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawat Islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah. the special favor of Allah.